Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. The best of 2005 will be on our program this week. I've selected an hour's worth of some of my favorite pieces from Into the Light broadcasts of this past year. There will be orchestral works of America, Canada, and Czechoslovakia, chamber music from 18th century England, and piano music from France. We'll begin with a piece I aired on the first Into the Light program of 2005, Jennifer Higdon's Blue Cathedral. This piece has had many live performances since then. It is one of the most performed contemporary orchestral works in the United States, receiving more than 50 performances in the 2004-05 season alone. In general, she has more than 100 performances a year of her works. Jennifer Higdon was born in Brooklyn, New York in 1962. She holds a Ph.D. and M.A. from the University of Pennsylvania in composition, a B.M. in flute performance from Bowling Green State University, and an artist diploma from the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia. She studied composition with George Crumb and Ned Roram. She has received numerous commissions from groups such as the Philadelphia Orchestra, the Chicago Symphony, and many more, the Tokyo and Ying String Quartets, and other performers. Her many grants and awards include the Guggenheim and the American Academy of Arts and Letters. She is currently on the composition faculty of the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia. Jennifer Higdon has written eloquently about her piece. I'll read you the notes. Blue, like the sky, where all possibilities soar. Cathedrals, a place of thought, growth, spiritual expression, serving as a symbolic doorway into and out of this world. Blue represents all potential and the progression of journeys. Cathedrals represent a place of beginnings, endings, solitude, fellowship, contemplation, knowledge, and growth. As I was writing this piece, I found myself imagining a journey through a glass cathedral in the sky. Because the walls would be transparent, I saw the image of clouds and blueness permeating from the outside of this church. In my mind's eye, the listener would enter from the back of the sanctuary, floating along the corridor amongst giant crystal pillars, moving in a contemplative stance. The stained glass windows figures would start moving with song, singing a heavenly music. The listener would float down the aisle, slowly moving upward at first and then progressing at a quicker pace, rising toward an immense ceiling which would open to the sky. As this journey progressed, the speed of the traveler would increase, rushing forward and upward. I wanted to create the sensation of contemplation and quiet peace at the beginning, moving toward the feeling of celebration and ecstatic expansion of the soul, all the while singing along with that heavenly music. These were my thoughts when the Curtis Institute of Music commissioned me to write a work to commemorate its 75th anniversary. Curtis is a house of knowledge, a place to reach toward that beautiful expression of the soul which comes through music. I began writing this piece at a unique juncture in my life and found myself pondering the question of what makes a life. The recent loss of my younger brother, Andrew Blue, made me reflect on the amazing journeys that we make in our lives, crossing paths with so many individuals, singularly and collectively, learning and growing each step of the way. This piece represents the expression of the individual and the group, our inner travels and the places our souls carry us, the lessons we learn and the growth we experience. In tribute to my brother, I feature solos for the clarinet, the instrument he played, and the flute, the instrument I play. Because I am the older sibling, it is the flute that appears first in this dialogue. At the end of the work, the two instruments continue their dialogue, but it is the flute that drops out and the clarinet that continues on in the upward progressing journey. This is a story that commemorates living and passing through places of knowledge and of sharing and of that song called Life. Now, we'll hear Jennifer Higdon's Blue Cathedral with Robert Spano conducting the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra.